Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. Hello, and thank you for calling Devoted Health today. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan
You are being transferred to CVS Caremark, Devoted Health's prescription drug manager. If you wish to return to the main menu, press 1 now.
Thank you for calling CVS Caremark Devoted Health Prescription Benefit Manager. For quality purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Did you know you can access all of our prescription services plus health and drug information via the internet? Visit our website at caremark.com to order prescription refills, check the status of recent prescriptions, check drug coverage and co-payments and much, much more. If you would like to speak with an agent, please continue to hold.
Thank you for calling. My name is Jared. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Jared. My name is Philip Rice.
Thank you, Philip. Are you calling in for yourself today?
I am, yes.
May I have your date of birth?
4/25/53.
Okay, is that 1L or 2?
It's 1L.
You protect the privacy of your account. Do you have your member ID?
D like dog, 5SYZR.
Thank you. And your zip code, please.
My zip code is 80014.
Thank you very much. How can I help you today?
I called to speak to a pharmacist. Can I speak to a pharmacist, please?
Okay, were you trying to contact a pharmacist at your local pharmacy then?
Did you say your name was Jared?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jared, this is the second time that I've called. I'm new with Devoted. I was with Aetna last year, and I had an account with CVS Pharmacy, and I'm now transferring my account, all of my prescriptions at CVS. And so I'm kind of familiar with the routine here, but I'm just trying to get started all over again. And I just called a few minutes ago and asked to speak to a pharmacist and spoke with a young woman. And I think she felt like it was her solemn, sacred duty to make it difficult for me to speak to a pharmacist. She wanted to ask me a lot of questions before she was going to let me speak to a pharmacist. And my position was I called to speak to a pharmacist, and I really wasn't too interested in having a long conversation with her. I wanted to speak to a pharmacist. Now, like I said, I was with Aetna all last year. I had an account with CVS Pharmacy, and so I was kind of familiar with how this worked, and so I was not too interested in answering her questions, and so it didn't go well. After a few minutes, she just, I think, put me on hold. I was listening to hold music, and so I listened to that for, I don't know, about 15 seconds or so, and hung up. And so I'm calling again, and now I'm listening to you. And so I'm going to ask you to connect me to a pharmacist. I called to speak to a pharmacist. And so I'm going to ask you to connect me to a pharmacist. Now, I know the way that this works is that you're going to connect me not to a pharmacist, but to a person that's one step below a pharmacist. And they're going to ask me why I want to speak to a pharmacist. And I'm going to tell them the same thing. I don't want to tell you why I want to speak to a pharmacist. I'm going to tell you I want to speak to a pharmacist. And they're going to say something like, well, they're going to ask me why you want to, what your reason is. And I'm not going to tell you what my reason is. And if they ask you why, you can tell them that you asked me and I wouldn't tell you. And the fact is that every time when I speak to the pharmacist, I ask them, did you ask that person what my reason was? And the pharmacist always says, well, no, I didn't. And so I think they just make it up. But whether they do or not, I don't care. I want to speak to a pharmacist. I'm recording this call. And the harder you make it for me to speak to a pharmacist, the more evidence you're just providing me for a complaint that I'm going to file with the pharmacy board. If you won't connect me to a pharmacist, because I believe that you're required by law to let me speak to a pharmacist if I ask to speak to one. And so I'm asking, so are you going to connect me to a pharmacist or not?
Absolutely, Philip. I was not trying to prevent that from happening. I was just trying to gather some information, but I'm happy to go ahead and do that for you. I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold for a couple minutes and get somebody on the line here for you. And if it's going to be more than about 2 minutes, I will check back in with you.
Go ahead.
Appreciate your patience here, Philip. It does look like it's going to be a couple minutes. Please continue to hold, and I will keep checking back in with you.
All right. Do the best you can.
Thank you. Thank you. right. Thank you for holding, Philip. I do have Carmen on the phone. She's going to go ahead and take over the call from here.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Rice. My name is Carmen, pharmacy technician. My understanding is you had a question pertaining to one of your medications, or how could I assist you?
Hi, Carmen. I called because I'd like to speak to a pharmacist, please.
Okay, and this is regarding one of your medications?
Carmen, did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir, I heard what you said, but is this regarding a prescription? Because they're going to ask me what it is pertaining, just to give them a little heads up.
Right. So, Carmen, I'm 70 years old. I'm on Medicare. I've devoted insurance. I'm new with devoted. And this is one of my first calls to CVS with my devoted insurance. But I was with CVS last year with Aetna insurance. And what I'm really trying to do is get my prescriptions transferred. And so I'm pretty much familiar with the routine, how CVS works, et cetera. I've called CVS before. And what I want to do is speak to a pharmacist. I don't want to tell you why I want to speak to a pharmacist. I want to speak to a pharmacist.
Okay, let me get the pharmacist on the line. Give me a moment.
Thank you.
Mr. Rice, thank you for holding. Yes. I do have pharmacist Jay on the line. He's going to go ahead and further assist from here. You guys have a good day.
Hi, Mr. Rice. My name is Jay. I'm one of the pharmacists. How may I help you?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, I can.
All right. I can hear you okay, but not great. I think you told me your name, and I think I heard you say...
Okay, sorry.
Is that right?
My name is Jay.
Is that J-A-Y?
Yes.
All right. And so, Jay, do you mind telling me what your last name is?
Johnson.
Jay Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, is that?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me 1 second, please. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. All right, and I did ask to speak to a pharmacist. I believe you told me you are a pharmacist, is that right?
Yes.
And what state are you licensed in, Jay?
Arizona.
Arizona, okay. And presumably you're in Arizona right now.
Correct, yes.
All right, very good. So just so that you know, Jay, it took me 18 minutes and 45 seconds to get this far. This is my second phone call, second try to speak to a pharmacist, which I'm very disappointed that it's been that difficult. I consider that to be unacceptable. Now, I'm not necessarily blaming you for that, and I'm not necessarily thinking that it's your responsibility to get that fixed, but I want you to understand that that all happened before I got a chance to speak to you. Okay? Did you understand what I just told you there?
Okay.
All right. So,
yes.
Moving on. I am 70 years old. I'm on Medicare. And the reason I'm calling is I have devoted insurance, and I changed my insurance this year. I had Aetna last year. And so effective January 1st, I had an account with CVS. I believe it was 8 or 9 prescriptions. They wiped the slate clean, and I needed to get the prescriptions set up again. As it turned out, I needed to get a new doctor as well. I had a visit with my new doctor yesterday and got set up with my new doctor. And the agenda for the first visit with my doctor was to get my new prescriptions set up all over again with the CVS mail order pharmacy. And again, it's a new doctor, and it seemed like it shouldn't have been that difficult, and it seemed like we got it all done. I'm calling to confirm that we did. I hope you can help me confirm that we did. I'd like to go through the prescriptions one at a time and see if it looks like they're all set up and it's going to work okay, and see if
you can confirm that they're going to get shipped out right away.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, yes. We can go through them, yes.
All right. So do you have my account information in front of you? Do I need to tell you my name and information so you can pull me up, or do you have it in front of you?
I have it here already.
All right. Do you see an order for, I believe it's 9 different medications would have come in yesterday?
Yes, 9.
All right. Do you want me to read them off one at a time?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to start with lisinopril, and then the second, it's a slash, and then the second word is a long one that I can't pronounce. And then it says tab 20-25 milligrams. That sound right to you?
We got, the prescription we got was for 20-12.5.
Is there such a thing as 20-25? Is that a mistake by my doctor, maybe?
Yes, there is.
So do I need to...
Possibly, yeah. It's right here. It's 20-12.5.
And do I need to call the doctor's office and get him to fix that, maybe?
Yeah. I would say that would probably be the best.
All right. So you've got 20-12.5.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go to one then. Would I be correct in thinking that you have not yet shipped any of these? Is that right? It's not too late to get this fixed?
Correct. They're here. They're going through processing.
Okay. So can we put that on hold? I'll call the doctor's office as soon as I get done
with
you. Okay. Next one.
Yes.
Levothyroxine sodium pen, 50, I guess it's micrograms, MCG?
Yes.
So we good on that one?
Yes, that's what we have, 50 micrograms.
All right, good. Next one, furosemide tab. 20 milligrams, I guess that is. Is that how you say that?
Yes.
We get on that one?
Yes, we have that one.
All right.
Yes.
Next one. I may butcher the pronunciation of this. Atorvastatin, calcium tab, 40 milligrams, prepackaged.
Yes, so 40 milligram atorvastatin, yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming that you're going to have these in stock and ready to go, and if there's any problem on your end, you're going to let me know.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Next one. Camsulosin hydrochloride capsule. 0.4 milligrams, and this is important now, comma, manufacturer must be Zydus.
Yes. Yes, I have that.
All right. So you've got the order. And are you going to be able to send me manufactured by Zydus? Is that going to be okay? We're good on that?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm going to check that off. Good. You've done that before. Again, I had this. I had all this last year, and so we're just doing the, what's already been done. I'm hoping there shouldn't be any problems here. Now, this next one is something that's new. You haven't done this before for me, but it's a fairly common drug, I think. I don't think there's going to be a problem. Allopurinol. It's a drug for gout, Allopurinol. I might have said pronounced it wrong. 100 milligram tab.
Yes, yes, we have that.
Got that? No problems there? Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. And now I've got three more here, and the dosage on these last three is twice per day. First one is going to be topiramate, tab, 100 milligram.
Yes, yes, we have that.
Got that. Now, the next one, there was one where the doctor told me, I think it was maybe this one, where she wanted to change something. So let me tell you what I've got, and you may have something a little bit different. I've got metoprolol tart tab, 25 milligrams. What do you have?
We have the extended release, the succinate.
Yes, that's right. And she told me she wanted to change that to extended release. And so that's good. We're gonna leave that to what she wanted, and that's good. So I'm going to check that off. And so, what did you say, extended release? And so metoprolol,
yes.
I need to change what I've got. So what exactly do you have? Metoprolol extended release, but not TART, T-A-R-T? I should cross that off?
Yeah, the extended release version is called, instead of tartrate, it's called succinate.
Okay. That's right. I remember she said that. What exactly should I write?
Usually, instead of TAR, they usually write FUC.
FUC? Okay, so
yes.
Metoprolol, and then, so not TART, metoprolol SUC, and then TAB, 25 milligram. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll correct
yes.
What I've got for that. Okay, good. And then the last one is the metformin hydrochloride extended release tab, 500 milligram manufacturer granules. It's got to be the manufacturer granules. Are we good on that?
Yes. Yes, we have that. Yes.
All right. So you've got everything in stock. It's all good. The one exception being I've got to call the doctor's office and get the correction on the lisinopril that it should be 20-25 milligrams, not 12.5 milligrams. We're going to assume that that's a typo on the part of the doctor's office unless they tell me otherwise. It could be that's what the doctor wanted, but I don't think so. I don't remember the doctor saying anything about that. I'm going to assume it's a typo, a mistake on the doctor's part, unless they tell me different.
I'm sure I'll put that one on hold.
All right,
I'll put
good.
The lisinopril HCT on hold.
I'm going to say that's what you should do. I'm going to call the doctor's office, And I'm going to plan on calling you back one way or the other. And let's assume, I'm going to assume, that the doctor's office is going to fix that right away, and you'll get a corrected on that one, you know, within a couple hours, probably. And I will then call you back and say, yes, the doctor's office has either already fixed that or they're going to sometime today, something like that. Well, let's see. I'm trying to remember. Maybe what they told me is that my doctor only works Tuesdays and Thursdays. So maybe it'll be that the doctor will fix it on Tuesday, you know, something like that. But whatever. But that the doctor is going to fix it. And so don't ship it until the doctor fixes it. And so maybe that one is going to get delayed until it gets fixed. But for the rest of these, I want you to plan on shipping them ASAP. And by that, I mean within the next 2 or 3 days.
Yes.
How quickly can you get them shipped?
Well, it all depends on, they just have to go through processing. The metformin and the ancillosin might delay things a day or two, just to get the right manufacturer. But yeah, they should be shipping, in the next couple of days.
All right. So it sounds to me like maybe you're not really the expert or even the right person to really ask about that. Here's what I want to leave it with you, is to say, I want you to do whatever it is that you can do to get these shipped right away. Maybe what you can do is to make a statement that says, patient is down to his last two pills. Something along those lines. Get these shipped ASAP, and then leave it to the people.
I will have them shipped. I will do as fast as we can.
Just
well,
whatever.
Set up, yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to do your job. What I want to tell you is just do whatever it is that you can do to get them shipped as soon as they possibly can. So if there's one or two that are going to slow it down, then get the other shipped right away, and then take the one or two that are going to slow the process down, and then let those ship 2 or 3 days later, or whatever. Just do what makes sense in the circumstances. That's what
sure.
I'm trying to say. Okay?
Yes.
And
sure.
In the meantime,
yes.
I'm going to hang up with you, call my doctor's office, see what they have to say about the lisinopril, and we'll get that fixed. Oh, you know what? We did have a there was a question about the second half of that, the one that I can't pronounce, that long word there. There was a question about that being a problem with my my gout, and so maybe she did that on purpose. I don't know, but she didn't say anything about it to me. Because I did ask her about the problem with the gout, and she said, no, we're not, don't worry about that. We're not going to do anything about that. So I don't think so. So I'll follow up on that. I want you to put everything on hold. I'll call you back, and we'll go from there. So I do appreciate your help, and Thank you for being patient with me, and you answered all my questions. You did everything I wanted you to do. So good job. Thank you.
Sure. No, thank you. Thanks for calling. You have a good day, sir.
All right. You too. Bye now.
Bye bye.